Blog Talk Radio.
On this journey, gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a made up mind. Your heels get high, but you just keep on climbing. Your way getting hard, but you can't stop. You gotta keep on moving.
Keep on moving.
And one day you'll make it to
the top.
That's where
Jesus is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's waiting
for you.
On this journey, gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a maid. Heels get high, but you just keep on
climbing.
Your way get hard, but you can't
stop.
You gotta keep on moving. And one day you'll make it to that's where.
Amen, amen, amen. The psalmist said this journey
amen.
Gets hard sometimes. He yeah. said you got to be willing with a made-up
mind. Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes when it gets hard, we want to turn around. But the psalmist said you got to be willing. You've got to be willing to run for the promise that you made to God. You said, God, I won't give up, God. I'm going to keep on running for you. I'm going to keep on serving you. I'm going to serve you to the day I die. Glory be to God. So no matter how hard it gets, we got to be willing. Because, see, all the suffering, all the struggling, all the pain, all the heartache and the hurt that we go through, hallelujah, Jesus, is our ticket to heaven. All that we go through, we're trying to make it to heaven. We got to be willing no matter how hard it, how much it hurts. No matter how hard it try, we try and look like we're just not getting in the way. But he said you got to be willing with a made-up mind. Then he says the heel might seem a little high sometimes, but you got to keep on climbing. Glory be to God. And that is so true. So true. We can't give up. We can't give in. We can't get tired. Glory be to God. Even when we're tired, we got to keep on climbing. We got to keep on struggling. We got to keep on moving. We got to keep on, we got to press. Hallelujah. We got to keep on pressing. Glory be to God. You know, I just thank God for that. I thank God for that song on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because it's such a true song. We go through so much in this life. We go through so much in the church home. We go through so much with our family. We go through so much without sleep. But see, we're seeking Jesus. We can't afford to give up. People look at you know, and see that you're a child of God and they talk about you and do you so bad. But we got to keep on moving. We got to have that made up mind. No matter what I go through, I'm going to keep on working for Jesus. Glory be to God. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, to the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I just thank and I praise God for being here. Thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. Thank and I praise and praising God for He is a merciful God. He's a good God. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. I thank and I praise God that He woke me with a safe and sound mind. I thank and I praise God He gave me the activity of my limbs. Glory be to God. He gave me eyes that I can see and a tongue that I can talk. I just thank and I praise God. And He's forever with us every day of our lives. God is right there with us. He don't give up on us. He said, I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. No matter how hard it gets, God has not left us. Sometimes we just got to go through some things. And we got to be able to see it through. And I just thank God for Jesus. Thank and I praise God for all things, for this program, for each and every one here tonight to hear us on tonight. I just thank and I praise God for all things, asking you to pray my strength in the Lord. Glory be to God. We're going to talk a little bit today. Glory, hallelujah. When I started doing this, I saw Brother D and Brother Tim, and I just bust out and start laughing. We're going to talk a little bit today on Romans 9 and 10. We're going to talk about confessing. We're going to talk about repenting. Romans 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then it says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Glory be to God. When we begin to confess to God, we got to believe it when we're saying it. Confessing and you don't have no faith and you don't believe, you're just doing it because people saying you should do it, that's not good doing you any good. Because God is not in that. See, when we confess to God, we got to have a heart. We got to have a mind. We want to do better. We want to be changed. When we confess to God, we got to look at the things that we have been doing. And most of the time, you got to just be sick and tired of being sick and tired. You got to be sick and tired of running the streets and doing the things that you've been doing. Oftentimes, hallelujah, after so long we get tired and we begin to seek peace. Glory be to God. We begin to seek salvation. We want to come out from where we were. But you know, the first thing that we got to do is get to know Jesus. Now, Matthew 3:1-2 says, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, John expressed purpose to where he was born to do exactly that. He was born to be the forerunner for Jesus Christ. He was born to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. God knew exactly what he had to do. He knew that when his time came, he knew that he had to leave so Jesus could take control. For he said at the time, about the time of his death, he said, I must decrease so that he can increase. Glory be to God. But John's work was finished. His work was to prepare the way, and he was in the wilderness crying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, trying to get the people to prepare themselves for the coming of Jesus Christ, trying to get the people to prepare themselves for salvation. Glory be to God. So John had already planted in the people's mind the coming of Jesus Christ.
Right, that's right.
John had already planted in the people's mind their salvation in Jesus Christ. He had already planted the way. He had did exactly what God had sent him on this earth to do. Now, mind you, as I was reading about John, if you notice, some of the prophets did different things, but there were nothing that John the Baptist did that people could talk about. The only thing they could talk about was John the Baptist baptizing and one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In one verse, Jesus said that John the Baptist, how do you put it, Brother D?
Man
said,
born
John
of a woman. Is a man born of a woman. That's right. So there's none more greater than John the Baptist.
More greater. Thank you. That's what I was getting to. There was none no greater than John the Baptist. Now, you know, Jesus can just, Jesus testify of you. You know you have no problem. John the Baptist came on this earth.
Come on now.
He already had a place in the kingdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. John the Baptist didn't come seeking no woman. He didn't come seeking no man. He didn't come seeking nothing of this world. But he came to proclaim the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, mind you, when John in Matthew 4, 12 through 17, glory be to God. I tell you, I'm trying not to get ahead of myself because this is so good to me. We need to understand what we need to do to be saved. It takes it for us to be saved. But first of all, we got to believe. Now, Matthew 4, praise God, bear with me, I'm getting there. Matthew 4. We start at verse 12. It says here, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, now listen now. Now you see how John knew his time, and Jesus definitely knew the time that he was to step into the picture. But see, John's work had to end. And then he was to take up from where John left off, from where John left preparing a way for him. And when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the border of Zebulun and Naphtali. That might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan and Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness. Now see, this was before the coming of Jesus. But the prophet Isaiah wanted you to know, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. You know what that great light was? It was the coming of the kingdom of God. It was the coming of the Son of God. The coming of Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God. He said the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, night is sprung up. Jesus came to save. And I'm ending at verse 17. It says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory be to God. Jesus took up the message that God, John was already preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When you look at the word repent, glory be to God, and we all, I'm sure, know what repentance is. But when Jesus say repent, he's telling you to ask God to forgive you for your sin. All the things that you did that was ungodly, all the things that you did was against, that was against the will of God. Glory be to God. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was the message that Jesus preached while he was on this earth. And he preached it from the time that he got on this earth to the time that he was crucified, to the time that he came back and taught his disciples, until he went back to heaven. Glory, hallelujah. He preached it, and he preached it so much. Listen, Jesus wanted us to get it. He wanted us to understand we had to repent. In his ministry, while he was preaching the kingdom of heaven, walking on this earth, he began to choose his 12 disciples so that they could continue and carry the message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, Mark 1:15 says, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. This is what Jesus was saying. Repent ye and believe. And you know, when you look at it, when you think about it, Jesus walked this earth and they did not know him, and they did not believe him, but yet they said they was a child of God. Now, the Jews were God's chosen people, but the Jews didn't believe. The Jews believed in Moses and the Mosaic law, but they did not believe in the kingdom of God. Jesus was preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But their mind was so set on Moses till they did not believe what Jesus was saying. They didn't know who Jesus was. Right now, brothers and sisters, I ask the question, do we know him? Do we know who Jesus is? If we know who Jesus is, we would come out of that world, we would repent of our sin, and we would be reborn. We would repent. We will confess. Is the Son of God, and we will believe that unto salvation. Glory be to God. We got to believe that Jesus died. See, some people don't believe because, see, when it comes down to God, yes, he is the supernatural, but he never kept us in the dark about anything.
Come on.
We got to believe everything that Jesus said in this word. We got to believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died. We got to believe that he rose again. We got to believe that he is the Son of God. Glory be to God.
Yes,
we got to believe. There is no if, there is no and. There is no but about. That is our one. There is no wondering if Jesus was ever was. There is no wondering if this Bible is true. Hallelujah, Jesus. I heard Brother D. Austin say, God is the truth and let every other man be a lie. We, glory, hallelujah. I was reading last night that there is no man on this earth that has not sinned, not even the ones that's walking around saying, glory be to God. The only man on this earth that ever walked this earth and not sinned was his son, Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Because he knew the Father. It was his Father. It is his Father. God's still his Father. And God is our Father. Jesus came to prepare the way so that we, hallelujah, could be children of God. Hallelujah, God. Jesus. And you wonder, What does it take to make it in? Hallelujah, Jesus. Brother D, Brother Tim constantly tell you, excuse me, constantly tell you, they put it like this. Romans 10 and 9.
Yeah.
But they saying so much, they figure everybody should know it. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Glory. But with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we believe, hallelujah, and we confess our sins, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't have to confess to man. We confess our sins to God. God already know your sin, but you need to confess it, and you need to repent. You need to ask God to forgive you for your sin. You need to make preparation to do better. You need to make preparation to be with God eternally. Hallelujah. We say we want to live forever. We say we want everlasting life. Well, brothers and sisters, if you don't want Jesus, you won't have everlasting life. But the only way that we're going to have that everlasting life is confessing with our mouth. Glory be to God. See, a lot of times people don't want to confess because they don't want to hear nobody to hear them. I don't want brother, sister, so-and-so to hear me because they saw this and they saw that. And that would make me look bad. What's going to make you look bad is when you're burning in hell eternally. Hallelujah, Jesus. But to open your mouth and praise God, I don't care who's looking and I don't care who's here. But to open your mouth and praise God and believing that God is,
yes.
You're working on the road. You're working to make it into the kingdom of God. We don't want to be left out. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I can truly tell you, I have no plans on being left out. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
And when I was looking at this, look, this is how much God loves us. Hallelujah, Jesus. He loves us so much. While I was looking at this, I got some today and yesterday and a dribble today. Glory be to God. But you know what? One thing I do know. God knows what he want to give the people. He knows what he wants me to open my mouth and let flow out of it for the people to hear. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, I believe. Hallelujah,
I believe.
And I don't mind confessing. Glory be to God. See, when God got a call on your life, you're going to confess, you're going to cry, you're going to beg, you're going to plead. God's going to whip you until you got it right. Now, that brought me down to the 9th chapter of Acts. Hallelujah, Jesus. As I was reading a little while ago, and as I was thinking, Lord, I don't have much to say, but you know what? When it comes down to the word of God, you got a lot to say. Because you want people to know. You want people to be saved. That's why we hoop and holler and scream every week.
That's why I do it.
Because you want your brothers and your sisters to be saved. Because when we are in Christ Jesus, we are all brothers and sisters. And the one that's not saved, God give us, hallelujah, to let them know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, no man knows the day or the hour when he's coming back. But he's coming back. But all the thing I can say in that aspect, Get ready. Prepare your way. Repent and be baptized. Hallelujah. Now, Paul, Brother Paul, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Tell it.
Was one, Hallelujah. Very educated man. Very educated. Mm-hmm. Very rich. But he was breathing out cruelty. He had went to the king to get a letter to kill God's people. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, when I thought about Paul, praises be to God, I said, when they said he was breathing out cruelty, I could just picture him huffing and puffing, excited, rushing to go kill God's people. Didn't even know himself why he wanted to kill them. All he knows is that he wants to kill everybody that proclaimed the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. He wants to kill everybody that worshiped God. He wants to kill everybody that had anything to do with God. Hallelujah. See, this is how Satan gets. Satan have control of you. This is how he gets you. And you don't even know why you mad, and you don't even stop even to examine yourself. So what you do, you continue to let Satan use you. So he went and desired a letter to go to Damascus, to the synagogue, just specifically to kill God's people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And mind you, people still kill God's people, but they kill by word, by their mouth. Still destroy God's people. Okay, and as he's journeyed around, you know, he's got a time for everything that he do. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He already had a plan for old Paul. Hallelujah. Yes, at that time, he was called Saul. Hallelujah. And as he was journeying, when he got near to Damascus, suddenly that shine of light ran about him. Now, can you imagine you walking, call yourself mad, and suddenly a light shine ran about you? But listen, all the things he was doing, let me show you how God would get into your spirit. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice say unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? Hallelujah. Can you imagine? Hey, glory, the voice of God, the voice of Jesus talking to Paul, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And then he said, now look, now though he was trying to kill God's people, now I'm going to show you, God reveals himself. Paul knew who he was immediately.
Yes, he did.
Who art thou, Lord? Do you hear that question? Who art thou, Lord? Glory be to God. He knows that the word didn't come from the men that was down there with him. He knows that the light shining so bright those men couldn't do it. He knows that voice came from heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecute. Hallelujah, Jesus. Said, it is hard for thee to kick against the prick. Don't you know, Jesus, that Paul know, first of all, who he was. He let Paul know that I know that you are persecuting my people. But he wanted Paul also to know, Paul, it's hard for you to kick against the word of God. You can't kick against Jesus. You can't just kick against God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But see, God had a plan for Paul. See, that's why. No matter how bad we can't talk about it because we don't know what God got in store for them.
Damn,
see, while we talking, God already got a plan for them. So, so we have to be careful when we come up against people. We look at people like you are in the world and I am not. You are nothing, and I am so much. We have to be careful. what we let get on our mind. Sometimes when stuff gets in our head, all we got to do is open our mouth. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Even the devil shaketh the name of Jesus.
Yes, he can. Yes,
glory be to God. Glory be to God. Okay, and Jesus said it is hard for thee to kick against the prince. He's trembling. He even got scared now. He wouldn't care when he went and got that proclamation to kill God's people. But see, Paul got scared now.
He got nervous now.
Hallelujah. And he trembled. And his son said, Lord, what would thou have me to do?
Me to do.
Look how God can break you down. Glory be to God. See, he was all puffed up in the beginning. But when Jesus knocked him down to the ground, hallelujah, Jesus, when he asked the question, he said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou shalt do.
I must be.
When Paul opened his eyes, he couldn't see a thing. He was blind. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, God blinded Paul to let Paul know that he is God. And he had the men to lead him, but he could not see where he was going. Who wouldn't serve a God like we serve? Who wouldn't serve? But what I like about God, I don't care what we do, how ugly we act, God can bring us down. He can bring us down to size. Glory, hallelujah. Paul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. In other words, God fixed it where he had to lean and trust somebody else. God fixed it, but he had to trust him. See, you got to believe in God. You got to believe in Jesus Christ. And when Paul opened his mouth and said and acknowledged him, when Paul opened his mouth and said, let me get it here, because I want to say exactly what he said. When he said,
and
he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord? See, when Paul was killing God's people, that lets you know at that point, he was doing it out of ignorance. He didn't know. He did not know. And the chief priest was sending him to kill God's people, and Paul thought he was in the right.
Yes, he did.
But he recognized, out of all of his ignorance, he said, who art thou, Lord? Glory be to God. And Jesus told him who he was. He said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick.
Mr. Prick.
So now look at Paul. Blind, can't see nothing, had to depend on somebody else to lead him where he was going. See, that's what we don't understand. We don't seem to understand in our wrongdoing, that God sees us, he know us, and when he get ready, he will bring you down. But see, Paul was one of God's chosen, even during the time that he was that he was telling God's people.
Yes, he was.
But see, God has a set time for what he do. He had a set time for when he was going to bring Paul down. See, God, even in today, he didn't break us down like he did Paul. But see, God has to break us down because we so high-minded, we so hard-headed. God has to break us completely down to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can repent and give ourselves to him. Glory be to God. And this is what he did to Paul. He broke him down. And then Paul began to acknowledge him. It took Paul 3 days to make it to Damascus. And those whole 3 days, brothers and sisters, he was blind, had to be led, had to be led. He didn't eat during that time. Because, see, God put him on a quick fast because Paul had a job to do. See, when God have works like he had given for Paul to do, we have to fast and we have to pray. We have to push that plate back sometimes 2 or 3 days, sometimes a week at a time. And, brother, sister, let me tell you something. You might think you get hungry, but follow your knees and pray, and you'll find the hunger will go away. The word of God will be your food. Glory be to God. Okay, so he went 3 days without eating or drinking anything. And he sent him to Ananias in Damascus. But see, God don't do anything without letting us know what he do. He don't leave us blind. If we are blind on about something, God help us to do, it's because we chose not to listen. We chose not to be obedient. Glory be to God. And then we wonder what happened. Well, how come God didn't give me this? Why didn't God bless me with that? God tried to bless you with that, but what you do, you close your ears to him. You turn your back on him. So what did he do? He chose somebody else to carry that torch that you was not man or woman enough to carry it. Okay, so there was a disciple. See, Jesus had his disciples all over the place. Even the ones that didn't walk with him, they heard about it. His disciples carried his word. They heard the word of Jesus. They became disciples of his. They believed in him. They believed his word. So listen, God told Ananias, okay, Ananias to him, and the Lord is in a vision. He told Ananias in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I'm here, Lord. See, look how humble these men were. Look how humble. How many of us recognize the voice of God and say, I'm here, Lord?
I'm here.
We don't have time. We don't have time, brothers and sisters. God tell us something. We don't have time to listen. We don't have time to do his will. And the Lord said unto Ananias, arise, go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for a man called Saul of Tarsus. Now look. Everybody had heard of Saul from miles around. They heard about him because he was killing God's people. So they didn't want nothing to do with that crazy man, that man that's running around killing people that hadn't did anything to him. So Ananias said, he said, and he had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming. So God also showed Paul the vision that Ananias was the man that was going to talk to him. Okay, now look how Ananias answered God. He He said, Lord, look at this, how he answered Jesus. He said, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to thou saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. And see, Ananias wants to know, Lord, what's going on now? You got the need to say this man that is a murderer, that's fighting against your people, that's killing up your people. But God had a plan. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he, now this is what I want y'all to hear. So don't ever
come
think away. A person can get so bad that God can't save
God can
you. See, people seem to think that God can't do certain things. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you today, God can do all things. God can do the things that seem impossible to us. Brother and sister, there is nothing impossible for our God. Nothing impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, no matter what it is, no matter whether it's said high or is it said low, there is nothing God cannot do. Glory be to God. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. Look
Jesus.
At Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, God loves us. Even in the midst of our wrongdoing, God loves us in a way. But God looked at the zeal that Paul had for what he was doing, and he said, I'm going to take this zeal, and I'm going to use it for me. For him
yes,
to draw
yes,
men
yes.
unto him. Glory be to God. For the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles. See, Paul, hallelujah, was saved. He was sanctified. He was anointed to bring the Gentiles into the kingdom of God. To save the Gentiles. We, brothers and sisters, are Gentiles. We are Gentiles. God sent out the word through Brother Paul to give to the Gentiles and to the kings and the children of Israel. Then he said, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my sake. See, even those God say, Paul, even though Paul prayed, and I'm sure in his prayers, during them 3 days of blindness, during that time of fasting, that Paul repented of everything he had done. I am sure in those 3 days, he acknowledged that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I am sure in those 3 days that Paul humbled himself and repented of his. He didn't ask man. It was not for man, but it was to ask God. See, man can forgive you, yes, but man cannot forgive you of your sins and throw your sins into the sea of forgiveness to never remember again. But Paul also had to pay for his sin.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He had to pay for it. I don't care how saved we are. I don't care how much we do for God. If we've been out there in the world doing everything under the sun, we have to pay for our sin. He said, for I will show him how great things now he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, if you notice, he said he must suffer for my name's sake. See, when you think about it, think that. of God's people that Paul made suffer for his name's sake, for God's name's sake. So Paul has to suffer for the Lord's name's sake. Now, we think about it. See, God put a thorn in Paul's side. See, God had to keep Paul meek and humble.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we, like Paul, he was so bent on killing God's people, glory be to God, he didn't worry about himself. Paul, I'm sure at that point, had no idea. None had no idea what he was going to go through. Glory, hallelujah. He had no idea. Our Bible tells us he was shipwrecked. He was shipwrecked 2 or 3 times. But you know what? Out of all the things that Paul went through, God delivered him. He told Paul when Paul went to God about the thorn in his side. God told Paul, he said, My grace is sufficient for you.
Yes, it is.
For in your weakness are you the most strong. Now you listen to that saying, for in your weakness, strong. Because see, when Paul weak in his weakness, he depended on God.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
He depended on God. God did not remove the thorn in Paul's side because Paul had to stay meek and humble. And Paul had to continue to depend on God. See, God protected Paul in everything he did. Everything he did. God protected Paul because Paul fought for God's people as hard as he did when he was killing them.
Uh-huh.
And God knew that once he changed Paul, that Paul was going to be a different man. And he was going to be God's man. He was going to be God's chosen man.
Uh-huh.
And no matter what he went through, he was not going to go back. Paul wasn't one that would give up. Paul wasn't one that would give in. Paul stood for God's people. He stood for God and his people, and he was not afraid. He was not ashamed to tell of the goodness of God, tell of the salvation of God, tell the people they must repent. They must repent and be saved. Now look at it. When Paul went on that aisle, and he had his hand over the fire, and a viper, a snake, came up out of that fire and left onto his hand.
Uh-huh.
And what did Paul do? He shook it off. And everybody was afraid because they thought Paul should have died.
Uh-huh.
But listen. Jesus defied death. That snake, that was no poison. Hallelujah. The poison in that snake was nothing. Nothing to Paul. Because, see, God had Paul. God was protected. God had protected Paul from anything that came up against him. Not to say he didn't have to do some things. Like he had to be let down out of the window to continue to live, to keep the people from killing. But all the things that he did and all the things that he went through, he still proclaimed the name of God, of the Lord. He still did everything he could do to save God's people. And God knew that once he saved Paul, then he had he had a child forever. Paul, he knew Paul wasn't one that was going to give up. Paul was not one that's going to give in. Paul was one that stayed faithful to God. And all that he went through with the storm, the shipwreck, the viper, and everything, he'd been put in jail and everything. But see, God had protection around him. And no one could get to Paul unless God let them. Look at Paul, stayed in jail for a year or two. But you know what? He was hid up under the wings of the Almighty. He had the freedom to come and go as he pleased, to walk around, to do what he wanted to do, to have people to come see him, to have people to write the word for him. Glory be to God. Have people to bring him food, bring him money. So how are you going to have all that openly in jail if God ain't with you?
Amen.
When you look at this, of all the things that Paul went through and all the things that God did for Paul after saving him, he took Paul and put him up under the shadow of the Almighty and protected him. When we do the will of God with everything that's in us, when we don't let people turn us around, change our mind, start us thinking, but I don't know, I'm not sure. When we don't let people do that, when we do the will of God, no matter how it might seem to us, it might not seem so good to us, but it's good to God. You think about it. It was good for God to let his son die. It was good for him to let his son be beat and nailed to that cross because it was our salvation. It was our sins that was being nailed to that cross. And see, Jesus didn't turn back. What man do you know could have suffered the way our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did? No man could have took that suffering. What man do you know that could have suffered even the things that Brother Paul went through for the gospel of Jesus Christ? What man? See, today, when we go through something, we turn back because we don't want no pain. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to go through this, and we don't want to go through that. But yet we say we want to make it to the kingdom. If we want to make it to the kingdom, as I often say, come out from among them and be ye separated if you want to make it to the kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you want to make it to the kingdom, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised them from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I just thank God today for this word, and I certainly hope that it was received with thanksgiving, and it was food for the soul. And at this time, I'm going to take just a few minutes to open up and give anyone who have a question anyone who even wants to be saved a chance to have a soul, or even a testimony. We're giving you a chance to have the floor right now. Glory be to God.
I guess they want me to speak to you with my big mouth skin. I guess they must want to hear it, Brother D, because I promise you, sister and brother, it is hard. It's virtually impossible for me to sit and hear the word of God be preached and taught, teaching this way, and not get excited about it. See, you know, I was sitting there listening, and there's a few verses that make you want to jump for joy. But, the one I like was when we got to verse 5, and Paul said, "Who are thou, Lord?" You know, I like when he put that comma there, because Paul's right there, and because he knew who was talking. Paul said, "And who?" And Paul said,
yes, he did. Yes,
"Who
he
are
did.
Thou, Lord?" In my mind, I could just see him. If I was right there, I could just see Paul's eyes bucking. I could see Paul's knees trembling right then. He said, "Are thou Lord?" And then what Jesus said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted." He said, "It is hard for thee to kick against the prick." You know, when I look at that verse right there, it just makes your soul want to jump for joy. Because it lets me know that a lot of us have heard enough about this man called Jesus to want to straighten ourselves out and search and seek out our own soul salvation. And I hear my brother Tim just had a scene. I'm going to get out of the way after I say this. Brother Tim, you say this all the time. He'll say, when Paul was seeking the letter to kill and destroy, you know, the Bible says that the devil says he's going to seek, kill, and destroy, right? Paul was trying to act like the devil. He wanted to kill anyone that just made mention of the name of Jesus. Brother Tim, like I said, he was sincere in what he was doing. He was just sincerely wrong. But when the Lord met him on the way of Damascus, he changed his ways, and he was still sincere, but he just became sincerely right. And with it, I'm out of here. He just became sincerely right in the name, because he left them on sinful ways, and he came over to the Lord saying, "Amen, amen."
Amen, amen. And that just goes to show you how easy it is for God to claim you as his, but you got to accept him. Paul accepted him.
That's it.
He acknowledged him, not 100% knowing who he was, but he knew that a miracle was taking place. He knew no other man could shine a light that bright on him. No other man could blind him and give him sight again.
That's it.
Glory be to God. Amen. So would there be anyone else? If not, at this time, glory be to God. We're going to ask Brother D, will he close us out with a prayer, please?
Amen. Amen. We want to ask those that are listening to us, if you will bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, and as always, pray along with us as we pray. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you this evening. Father, we come just to tell you thank you for the word today. We want to thank you, Father, for the unadulterated truth taught word today. For those that was listening, Father, we thank you for those. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we ask that you just continue to bless the speaker as she continues to bring forth your word, praying that somewhere, someday, somehow, someone would want to be led to Romans 10:9 to just find out for sure the truth, the truth, the truth about a man called Jesus. Father, we love you, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless these services, Lord God. Continue to bless these servants. For we just pilgrims passing through a borrowed land. And as we pass through, Father, we find ourselves just trying to hold on to the gospel plow to do that work. We know, Lord, that sometimes we get tired. Sometimes our body get weak. Sometimes we get a little scorned. We get torn down. We get talked about. We get beat on. But, Father, we know that we must hold on. For we know that one day, one day you're going to call us home. We want to be able to hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Father, we ask that you continue to bless those that are sick, those that you are healed. Father, we ask that you heal their bodies. Father, we ask that you give them understanding to know that healing comes in different forms. And that whatever way you decide, Father, we ask that you would touch their minds, their soul, that they would understand that you make no mistakes. We're that you bless the kids, Father. We're losing our children daily. We're that you bless. Bless the mothers and the fathers. Give them a mind to want to take their children to church. Let them know at an early age that you are the way, the truth, and the way. Father, we ask that you bless those that have lost loved ones. Touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their hearts. We find that some are struggling with the decision that you make. But touch them right now. Let them know, Father, that you make no mistakes, that you are God and God all by yourself. Let them know, Lord, that their journey on this earth, that they're not finished, they have a chance to come over and get right. I remember as a kid, Father, you sing a song, say, get right, church, and let's go home. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you, we love you, we love you. With it, you continue to bless Brother Dawg. Bless him in a special way. We just want to tell him thank you through prayer that he allotted this time for us to be to tell someone about you. Father, a lot of them don't know the trouble and trials and tribulations that he go through just to do your work. We ask that you continue to keep your hands on him. Continue to hold him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that name may not get called, but you know their needs. You know their wants. Father, we ask that you stop by that door. For you said in your word that you stand and you're knocking. You said if any man would let you in, you'll sup with them and them with you.
Oh,
we ask that the doors that you knock on right now, we pray, Father, that someone will open the door and hear your word. Father, guide us right now. Keep us, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Truly,
we
thank Brother
God Jesus
for that beautiful, beautiful prayer. And I just want to make the announcement that I'll be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel, for Time for Reflection. Also, on next Tuesday night, Brother B's Gospel Hour, same time, same channel. God always has a word for you. And we just thank God for each and every one that came out to be with us tonight. We, as always, thank Brother Dawg for everything he do to help us to get God's word out. And I just thank God for all things. And I just ask you all to pray my strength in the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the service into the hands of Brother Dawg.
Amen.
All right, Sister Mary, I'm here. They've been working me like a slave today, but I'm here. I thank you for everything, though. I got a chance to listen to some of the sermon. I'll go back and listen to it later on when I get home tonight. But thank you, Sister Mary, for all you do again, and always for Brother D to always be there with me. So, all right, Sister Mary, you can go ahead and get on out of here, and we appreciate you, and God bless you.
All right. God bless you all.
I can't even play you no song today. They got me tied up today.
That's okay. God bless you, Brother Dawg. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you. Amen. All right. Anybody got anything they want to say? Hit the one button. If I don't, I'm finna get on out here. I might have messed with this old car out here today. It's trying to whoop my butt a little bit. So, hey, what's up, brother? Do you all right, man, out there? Anybody got anything they want to say?
Yeah.
Anything they want to say? Hit the one button right quick. Go ahead, buddy.
No, I'm good. Like, I just want wheelchair to understand and know that I did tell my boys about the 650 class, and they said they could be more than glad to join.
Yeah, we're gonna try to get you in there. We're gonna try to get you in there, though. We're gonna try to get you in there.
They wouldn't know that I told them.
Yes, all right, well, don't forget this weekend down in Orangeburg. We're gonna be down in Orangeburg. Jamie and them gonna be down there. They're down there testing again today. They must have didn't see what they want to see last night. Uh-oh, what Jughead want? Jughead, I told y'all finna get out of here, Jughead. What the hell you want, Jughead? I told y'all finna get out of here. What's up, Jughead?
Well, I got two things, dog. I got two questions. Well, not two questions, but one of them is, they say Tim Howe will be out before Laura.
Somebody mute his mic. Mute his mic.
Hey, what up? Hey, he fell off. Somebody, buddy. Somebody knocked him off anyway. He fell off.
Somebody knocked him off. He didn't knock him off.
Well, evidently, your spirituality didn't get him out of there anyway.
It's working, hey, y'all. It's working.
Yeah.
That kid had to be stopped.
Drop right on off there.
He had to be stopped. Don't go, Jughead.
Yeah, he was talking to tell them lies.
He was talking to himself now.
Yeah. He
fell off. I didn't knock him off. He might call back.
Yeah, and run over by here.
I see kids flopping. We'll see all them out there. I'm out here in this wind, if you hear me. I'm out here in this noise. So, I'm still over if anybody got anything. If anybody got anything, I'm still out here. See you there, buddy? You see that?
Yeah, I'm here, dog. I'm here. No, I'm here. I'm here. I had a little noise right quick.
Nobody else did one, but I see them all out there, though. They're out there, but like I said, I might have wrestled with this old car.
Yeah, I just been saying, you wrestled with that car. If they don't want to hit the one, boy, then we'll see them Monday. Don't wrestle with them.
Oh, yeah.
You give them a platform to come on.
Yeah.
You give them a platform to come on. You give them the right to come in and fight and whatever they want to do and argue, book races, cancel races, however they want to do it. If they choose to stay in the background, they know. See what it be. I'm telling you what it be, but dog. They don't want to hear the word of God. So they come in and try to give them a spot. And then they're expecting us to be on here till 6 or a little after. They didn't want to drift back in, see. So the day they hit for surprise, that we get out about 10, 15 minutes early.
They come in, but like I said, I'm out here rapping, so I ain't gonna big them. That ain't my fault. When they decide to come on mute, they'll hear a blog show 23 hours.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Go ahead, bro.
All right. All right, take care.